1 year.
Recording that?
Yeah, man. We're good. We're here. We're good. We're here.
We're back.
We are back.
In visual format.
I know. Oh my God. The people can match the pretty faces to the voices.
To
yes.
The pretty voices.
Yes, 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 yes. We are joined by my big brother, the one and only DJ Nico.
DJ Nico.
Woo!
Wine.
Yeah, that's not the voice. That's not. Where's the? We need the right sound effect for that moment.
DJ Nico.
All right, that's better. Thank you.
There we go.
That's an introduction. So, Dominic, yes. you're part of history. Okay, this is our 1 year 52nd week episode. So, yes, I hope you feel privileged. I hope you feel honoured to be here.
Cheers.
Yes, chin chin.
So we've got to drop that sign effect again.
Yeah.
1 year, we got yourselves.
Jeez. Yes, so Dom, let's get straight into it. You're a DJ.
Also celebrating this weekend.
Yes. Celebrating 5 years.
Local residency.
5 years at the Loco.
5 years at the Locomotive. I was actually talking to Lawrence the other day. I was saying I couldn't actually remember when you started working there. Do you remember your first gig at the Loco?
Yeah, I remember it.
How did it come about?
I actually went up to Pam, the owner, and Spartacus, the manager at the time, and I said, look, I've been DJing Burton for a while. I've not played any main clubs in Burton for a while.
Yeah.
Let me have a go. Let me have a shot. If you don't like it, fair enough. If you do, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And that was literally it.
Really?
How long were you DJing before that? Was that your first ever gig?
Oh, no. I mean, I've been DJing from... Seriously, if I took it serious, it was after the kids. I DJed before the kids. I used to throw parties at the BCA.
Yeah.
Where my mum had to do security and take the money.
Yeah, I remember.
I swear.
I remember.
I was 16 when I threw my first one at the BCA. And they used to go off.
I wasn't really allowed. No, you wasn't. Dom was 16, so obviously I was like 13. So I was like, was it really? No, I could go, but until like 9:30. Yeah. And then I had to dip. But that's crazy, man. So BCA days...
BCA days 16, and obviously I had kids after that.
Yeah.
So DJing took a back step. God knows where I'd be if it didn't, but...
Yeah.
No regrets.
You can't, man.
No regrets. So, I was at... Corner House. Scruggs.
Corner House. What happened to that? Why do they do a lot of music anymore?
Scruggs gave me my first shot in Burton. So, Scruggs, big up yourself. That was at Corner House. Played there for a bit. Played at Leopard for a bit, and then I was at Brown's, the old Goodridge.
Yeah.
And then I was playing there to literally five people.
Five people?
Every weekend.
Oh, my five people. Man.
I'm not joking, for a couple of months.
And how old were you at this point?
I was in my 20s then.
In your 20s then?
Yeah.
So when, obviously, because I feel like a lot of people when they're younger, they look at DJing as like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just...
It's a cool thing to do.
Yeah, I'm going to play music. I'll be popular.
Cool. Everyone at that age thinks they're a DJ.
Yeah.
You got a Sony Ericsson, you're a DJ.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't... I try to explain to people a lot of the time, like, there's a lot of talent and hard work that goes into it behind the scenes. You can't just...
Crazy.
Mash songs together, and also you can't just play the songs that you want to play. I think
that's
a lot of
one
people
of the hardest things.
A lot of people don't get that, because you can know music or claim to know music and be like, yeah, I'm going to put together a banging playlist, but that's a banging playlist in your opinion.
For you,
you know, you got to play for everyone. So as you were doing these gigs, were you trying to find your own sound? Were you trying to...
No, I've always had my own sound, really. I mean, certain songs you can't go around, whereas, like, most DJs, if not every DJ, has got that on their playlist. And I say playlist, but a lot of DJs now just wing it, and I've been winging it for ages. Like, if I know I've got a certain gig where certain music has to be played, like, even now, I'll give them, I'll say, listen, give me a top 15.
Yeah.
Must play song list.
Yeah.
And then literally, I will gauge a whole party through that song
around
list.
Around that.
Yeah.
So I'll do a 5-hour set through those 15 songs.
Yeah. No, I've got, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, like, I found my own way early. Like,
it was what made you want to get into it?
That was way back from. I've been around music
family
since
parties.
Since I can remember. My mum and dad used to hold parties.
Yeah.
Big on music, yeah.
Oh my gosh, those parties were crazy. Seeing all my parents' friends and that, just like every time my dad used to play a certain song, they would go crazy and start hitting the wall. And I'm thinking at a young age of like 4, 5, 6, why is that man hitting a wall? Or why is that woman screaming in delight?
That's mum. That's mum.
What's going on? Like, how can you make people do that? Like, uncontrollably, just be happy. And
yeah.
I thought, oh, that's me. And then it wasn't until I was, late teens, and I went in Uber rooms with Domain. And we was upstairs one Saturday. I think it was the second Saturday I was there. And Benji Borlaby, Benji Johnson.
Yeah.
Didn't know him. And I seen him playing upstairs, big afro, like chain on, wacky t-shirt, just all around. Yeah, like,
I remember that, Benji.
Cool.
Not a lot of chain.
And all around cool kid, Fresh Prince kind of look. And he put his headphones on and he put his head down. And boy, he mashed up the place. I was like, wow.
And this was just as you were starting to go out into town.
That's the same two effects I've had. Like, first, when I was young and I seen dad do it and people's reaction.
Yeah.
And then it was the same feeling when I seen Benji do it. And I was feeling that reaction as a grown adult now.
Wow.
Thinking, oh my gosh, what's going on? What am I feeling?
Yeah.
And then, like, I was already, before that, I was already DJing. But at that point, I was like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do. I want to make people feel that way. If I get famous or not, I'm not bothered. I just want to make people feel that way.
Yeah.
All the time, as much as I can. And that's it. That's where the passion comes from.
Yeah. Because I can't imagine, obviously, I'm always in the dance floor, you know? I'm always jumping in front of the DJ booth.
I know.
Come on.
Both of you.
Don't bring me into this.
Lawrence usually got his top off as well. But I always think to myself, man, like, oh, like, I'd love that feeling of being a DJ and controlling the crowd. But then I think I'd get too crazy and I'd want to jump in the crowd. Yeah. I like being like...
Is that hard?
Very. I mean, when I was in Malia, I did jump in the crowd.
Yeah. Really?
I did jump in a crowd. I had to then buy drinks for a group all night because I injured one of them. As I'm not liked. But yeah, I did go crazy.
Someone's got that footage somewhere.
No one's got that footage.
Local DJ ruins boys' holiday.
No one has got that footage.
No, but I always think, man, you're controlling the party, you're controlling the vibe. As everyone knows, if the music, Dom, is crap, the night's crap. Because I always say, I'm someone that goes out, we go out to dance, we go out to listen to music. So I always think if the vibe ain't right in a club, that's it. I'm not going to have a good night. Yeah, so for you, when did, obviously I know maybe might not be the case now because you settled into it and you believe in your own craft now, but starting off, let's say that first gig you had at Loco, what was it like knowing that you were responsible for like people having a good time? Like,
I don't know. I was a bit nervous, but I know quite a few people in town anyway. So it was more of, can I get what I want across without flaking, without the nerves getting the better of me?
Yeah.
Because that was the hot place. Loco was, and probably still is the hottest place for everyone over the age of, 21, 21, 22. So that first gig when I just played, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to play. I'm going to look at the crowd and I'm going to play. Because the hardest thing, one of the hardest things about DJing is crowd reading.
Yeah.
And a lot of people can't do it.
Yeah.
a lot of seasoned DJs can't do it.
Yeah.
So when you crowd read, it's just like, it's like you're in their head.
Yeah.
And the amount of times where people have come up to me,
yeah,
like I they'll show me their phone wanting to request, and I'll be like, 1 minute, and then I'll put a song on, and then they'll show me the phone like, oh, this is what I wanted you to play.
Yeah, like, yeah, 100%.
And it's like,
yeah,
the crowd reading, I learned that was literally self-taught. Like no one, no one can teach you how to read a crowd.
No,
no matter 100%. What you do, not just DJing, just the crowd in general.
Yeah,
like any crowd, if any craft you're in.
How do you, when you know it's going to be a good vibe, like you know it's going to be a good night, there's the right people there, it's a good venue. How do you? If it was me, I'd be playing like I'd be playing all the best stuff first because I just want to get into it.
How do you gauge it? Yeah,
yeah. Because you have to warm up, don't you? And then like peak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what
yes.
I mean?
And the amount of people that you get saying, like, I was at a gig the other day. It was 9 o'clock, 9:10.
Yeah.
Can you play Vibes Cartel?
You can't play Vibes Cartel. Not even, at 9 o'clock.
You're not even finished your first drink, though.
No, you can't.
That was me.
You can't play Vibes Cartel at 9 o'clock, man. Thinking, Jesus.
What is going on? Like, but you get that all the time. Like, can I warm up first? But
yeah.
You have to, and most DJs will tell you, like, you try and, when you're at a gig, you try and take them on a journey, your crowd. You try and take them on a journey where the, like, I'm lucky because we're at Loco, and it is my main gig where I play.
Yeah.
It's mainly my age group anyway. So yeah. I like to take them back first with with your Nellies, R&D. Your Jarrells, your Shanties.
Yeah.
even your pops and your garage, old school garage.
Yeah.
And then, like, your funky house was massive when I was coming through.
Yeah.
So I'd rather take them back first, then play some new stuff. Then usually you'll find a roundabout when everyone's a bit merry, but not absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
Your Motown and your feel-good music comes in.
Yeah.
And then later on, it's free-for-all.
Yeah.
Literally, that's when I go crazy.
Yeah, that's when Laurie's on the floor doing the worm.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm drinking. I've got two magnums in my hands. Yeah, it all just goes off.
The Ray and Nephews come out.
Oh, 100%.
And then it's absolute filth.
I don't think I ever liked bassline until you played it.
Bassline, bashment, dirty grinding, everything. It's just it goes mad. And then that's how I do it, and that's how I've been doing it for as long as I can remember.
Yeah. So. I just want to talk. I need to focus on a moment just because I think like it was such a big thing and something. I'm glad that, you know, I've got the opportunity now to do and congratulate you on your work throughout lockdown with the live streams, man, every Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, that was
absolutely fantastic, man.
That took
for us two, especially, obviously, we were doing the podcast and we got into a sort of routine, didn't we? Where we'd come in, we'd get some snacks, we'd watch Dominic, Dominic would finish, and then we'd do the podcast, probably too drunk, too early in the morning.
Put us on a vibe.
But that was just our routine, man, and it kept us sort of in touch with the nightclub life, you know? All we kept saying is, God, 100%. Can't wait to see Dominic back out in Loco. So, I just want to personally, not only as a brother, but just as someone as... That loves music, truly loves music, man. I appreciate that so much, what he did throughout lockdown,
man.
It was brilliant. For you, what was lockdown or slot rhyming like for you, Dom? Honestly,
like, I mean, it's not been easy. Obviously, I've got personal issues.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna go into that.
Yeah,
but, just like everyone else, really. I mean, mental health does kick in, especially when you're DJing, like, because people think DJing is going out, and it's really not. But it is sociable. It is socializing.
Yeah.
And as DJs, like long-term DJ, I've not really gone out after the age of 22. I'll have a random night out. But most of the time I'm DJing.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I always find that weird, actually. Yeah. You know when you're out the night out?
Yeah, like,
even I come up to you saying, Tom, why are you DJing, bro?
Get that.
That's all I get. That is all I get. And it's probably my own fault because I do tend to stick to Burton.
And most of the time it's because when we see that, you're better than the DJ that's out.
Yeah, so everyone's like,
no, go on, just
do a quick set. The DJ, quick hour. The DJ plays, he's crying. The one that's DJ is crying behind the booth. Everyone's asking, is Dom on tonight? No, I can imagine.
Well, like, literally, that is all I get. When are you on? I'm not on tonight. Yeah. And that's literally over 20 times I get asked. Yeah. Even when I'm... Anytime in,
yeah.
I mean, like, and now out of town gigs are coming through and it's fine. But, like, going back to the lockdown, it was just like, I was just seeing loads of lives and the reaction that people, it was like, yeah, the people that I was watching,
yeah,
they were like really energetic. And I was like, okay.
Really missed it.
There's a lot of DJs from Nottingham that I used to watch. Like Escobar and D Dot, all the Nottingham Bashment lot. It was crazy. Yeah.
Are these those DJs you've always followed? Like,
not really. You know, I followed Escobar because when it comes to Bashment, he's a joke, and V Rocket as well, and places like that, and Daltone, another one, crazy. If you're into your Bashment reggae, the Nottingham's is crazy for a night out.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, like, obviously I've seen some Burton DJs do the lives as well. And I thought, yeah, that's fair play, man. Like, whatever you can do to, calm your mental health and calm other people's mental health.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even a competition thing when I seen other DJs play the lives.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know what? Let's take it to another level.
Yeah.
Where you're bringing people happiness through music. But you're then going to start giving stuff away. There's enough small businesses to help promote people's... Because that's all everyone had to do. They were all... Social media was, like, magnified during lockdown.
Yeah, it was.
You couldn't go anywhere.
There was literally nothing else to do.
It was literally drink, eat, sleep. If you got a partner, have some fun. If you got some kids, have some fun.
Yeah.
Go on social media.
100%. Yeah.
So... I was like, let's use this opportunity to do a live stream. And then that's when I called Jamal because...
Yeah. Hey, shout out Uncle Jamal. B! Shout out Uncle B!
And literally, like... Everyone thinks it was just an off-the-cuff thing, but we sat down weeks on weeks on weeks on weeks on weeks and, like, just actually literally planned it. I was like, right. The only thing we didn't plan was every time he was late. And, and it was nearly every time. So, like, it was nearly every week. I'm not even joking.
Jamal.
Like, even the final one, the final badness, he was late.
Just he used to come in with his, like, bottles, black bag or bottles or something. Put him on the side and be like, oh, we're doing it now.
Are you on now? I was like, Jamal, I've been on for an hour. Yeah. Like, come on, man. But
Jamal.
But he doesn't know what he did for me. Like, he saved me, my mental health. And at the end of it, when we finished the final badness and the last Slow Jam Sundays, he said the same thing to me. So it was like, and I mean, he's like, apart from my brothers, obviously, he's my best friend. So it was only right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was only right. And he's just goofy.
Yeah, no.
And I'm goofy when I'm with him. We just vibe off each other.
No, that's what it was.
My only regret is that we didn't have the two mics.
Yeah.
But it was just so raw.
Yeah.
And it was literally, it was raw.
Yeah, but I think that's what people loved, though.
Yeah.
I think that's what people tuned in for.
Yeah.
Watch you two fool around.
Yeah.
Like, and I think, like, that's one of the main reasons with this podcast as well. We don't use script is because we want it all to be authentic.
Yeah.
It's real. It's just you and a friend playing and listening to music together
it was
and having a laugh.
And as selfish as it sounds, that's probably why you get so much, like, energy back from it. It's
because
it's just completely raw, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? You're completely being yourself. So at the end of it, when you can look back and you've had like genuinely good reaction from it, you can say, that was all me.
It was crazy.
No,
it was absolutely crazy. I mean, like, Joe Bird, big up yourself. He got me an intro for the Friday Badness. And then, like, I thought, you know what? It just come to me. I was sitting down and I can't remember what I was watching. I think I was watching Friends because I just loved that show. I was watching Friends. I thought,
shout out Friends.
Definitely.
Yeah, they're watching.
And I just thought, I'm going to do a raffle this week.
Yeah.
Let me just reach out to 10 people that I know, not even businesses, 10 people that I know have got businesses. And they got back to me within 5 minutes. So I was like, all right, let me branch out a bit more. And then the first raffle was 30 prizes.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it was like a £500 giveaway.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, you won.
Let's not talk about that.
That I won. You.
Fixed.
Yeah, what was that?
I did just see my face.
Because I bought four tickets.
I'm not saying. Lawrence, let it go. It's done. Let it go, brother.
Right.
It's done. Jesus.
So, but, yeah, literally, my face when I won that.
Yeah.
Jamal was like, bro, give me £200. I was like, I'll buy you a bottle of red. I was like, 33, 30, 40 pounds.
Bro, give me 200 pounds. Come on, Jamal. This is my show, man.
You broke my fridge.
And literally, like, when I won that was the first raffle. And literally, like, a famous guy, obviously, I can't mention his name because he might get in trouble for it, but a famous guy was watching the live while we were in the room. He was in the room with us. And, like, he was going crazy. Jamal was going crazy.
Yeah.
Bridie was going crazy. And
yeah,
I was like, what the hell is going on?
Dom, was that, you know that moment right there? Was that, like, obviously not only because you've won the raffle or whatever, but I feel like watching that, like, on my phone. I think I was actually around Knowles that night. Shout out, Noel. I think I was actually around Knowles watching it on my phone, and it felt like in that moment, that's where it peaked.
Yeah.
Just the whole experience. Because I was looking at my phone and I was thinking, this is free entertainment.
It's like
straight to my phone.
Could not be more personalized.
Do you know what I mean? It was like such a, because you had so many businesses and so many people like in the comment section.
Yeah,
that
the comments were
people
silly.
I've not even
bad.
Seen yeah. in years.
You were bad in the comments.
Who was bad?
You were
Let's
terrible.
Not talk about the comments.
You
were but
terrible.
All I've seen every 15 minutes.
Terrible.
Everyone in this live is invited to my birthday party.
Don't pay me out of the podcast, okay? No, but my birthday party.
That's all I heard.
No, but you honestly, Dom, like...
I'm at Loco.
Yeah, I know, listen.
Yeah, I'm at Loco. Who wants a shot? Who wants a shot?
Fuck this, I'm going Loco.
You don't remember a lot, innit? Suddenly you've got a good memory, Lawrence. Yeah. Jesus Christ. No, but honestly, Dom, then for me, like, I remember people, like, they used to wait for it. And what you created as well, and this is something I've missed and something obviously we've got back recently with the world opening back up, you created a... an excitement for a Friday night again.
Yeah.
You know when it gets to like 5-6 o'clock and you're thinking, right, it's Friday.
Yeah. What are we doing?
What's the vibe? Yeah. You know?
And it got to the point where I think I started at 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And 3 minutes past 8 come, my phone's going crazy.
Yeah.
You want, what's going on? What's going
yeah.
on?
We did the same thing though, didn't we? No, we're like,
people were ready with pitchforks outside the house. Like, what is going on? Yeah. Hurry up.
Dom's on live. Let's get on TV.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, you gave people, man, a release and an escape. And for a lot of people, Lawrence, we spoke about this before. For a lot of people that don't, let's say they don't go to the gym, you know, they've not got anything creative they do at home. They don't cook, they don't draw, they don't read.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, their only escape, Dom, is to go out and have a night out and listen to music.
And you don't realise how many people actually do that.
Yeah.
Mm. Not to get bladdered every week, but just to actually...
Just to feel that buzz.
Yeah, just to feel something. And
different.
I'm just glad that we actually managed. Because I didn't realise, I didn't think it would take off as much. I think, Jamal, don't be worried about the numbers. 30, 40 people a week were nice.
Yeah.
Mm. And to the point where we were getting that without giving anything away, like, if we managed to save one person from mental health... which it did.
100%.
I mean, the amount of messages I got after 100%. Was crazy.
I can imagine.
And I mean, to the point where we're calling people regulars, like, we had our regular, like, 20, 30 people in.
Yeah.
We're giving them nicknames and stuff like that, and we're making up stories to songs.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Literally, like, because I didn't create the playlists, like, for the night. I was just used to wing it. And I mean, I knew my first song.
Yeah.
And... while Jamal was chatting on the mic towards the end of the night, I knew which song I was going to play last, and that is it.
And then all in between.
My favourite one was when you did like people's personalised playlists.
Yes.
Like R&B.
Yeah, it? Jacob. Like Jacob, you come on that one, didn't you? Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
We were on one and we did, what was it, my top 10 or my top 20?
Top 20 R&B. R&B.
Top 20 R&B.
Stuff like that, and the amount of messages I got for that was crazy. But as you guys know, when society is back to normal, like it nearly is, live streams are going to go well, they're non-existent now.
Yeah. Really.
That's why we stopped.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's why we stopped the live streams. But fingers crossed it doesn't happen, but if lockdown does come, believe me, we're back.
Yeah.
But believe me, we are back.
Isn't that nice though, Dom, knowing that people straight away are going to go, wow, it's crap with lockdown again, but we've got Dom.
Yes.
Dom and Jamal are going to be back.
It is really nice. We'll be back full effect, bigger and better, more prizes, and we'll try and hit a £2,000 giveaway because we've hit a grand. We've hit 500. We've hit a grand giveaway.
Yeah.
I think Macca won that.
Yeah.
So...
Well, hopefully we're not because...
Scenes
I've seen from the past week.
Dominic.
I've looked up a couple of times and I've seen you two. And like, even
We don't even go out.
Yeah. Even my brother that I've known since birth, since he was born, just seeing you dance and like your mate dance and people around you that you know dance and loving it, like that feeling will never get old. It will never get old. Like this weekend, I've been at Loco for 5 years. It's my fifth anniversary.
Yeah.
I was like, well, Dom, why don't you just leave there? Like, there's nothing else for you. Like, you've done everything there. People know who you are now, but branch out.
Yeah.
And it's not about that. I mean, I'm getting gigs in Leicester. I'm getting gigs in Bristol. I've been numerous places.
Yeah.
Around the UK.
Obviously, you've been abroad.
I've been abroad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that for me. It's the fact that I wouldn't mind if I stayed at Loco for however long I can, playing to people that I know and making them enjoy the night.
Yeah.
I'm literally buzzing with that.
Yeah.
And if anything else comes of it, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's a bonus.
Well, I think that's what it is. Even for me, obviously, I've always said, like, even when people are asking me about DJing and that, and people are coming up to me and they've said, you know, what, it's Dominic Stillen Burton, man. Like, he's a brilliant DJ. He should be in fucking London every week. He should be doing this every week. And I say to him, I say to him, what you lot have got to understand is Dominic, first of all, Dominic still, he's still got his own life, okay? So he's still got responsibilities. I think a lot of people don't realise, Dom, you still work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so it's like everyone just thinks like in 2-3 times a week, you know, he DJs and then he's fine. But
no, I've actually got a full time job.
This is what I'm saying. So I say to people, it's not as easy for Dom to just get up and move.
You should see me juggling holidays with work. I'm having to pay my colleagues £30 a time to cover me because I've got gigs. Literally.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
So I'm asking them, like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, I'll chuck you £30 on top and I'll do that. I'll do that late shift at the end of the month. And then the end of the month comes, another gig comes, and I'm like, oh, no. Bro, you're gonna have to work it. I can't work it, but I'll chuck you another 30.
Do you think there will be a point soon where you just make the jump?
I don't think I will because, I mean, if it did come about, I don't think I'd take it only because of this lockdown. Like, my main job, like, I work for Inspired Gaming and we've got jobs going, by the way. Yeah, where's the camera?
Hey, don't come
on
here.
We've got jobs going, by the way, if anyone wants a job.
Don't come on here talking about bloody Inspired Gaming.
I worked there I left. So I started February, I can't remember when, 2018-19.
Yeah.
And I actually left to go to Malia the first time I went Malia.
Yeah, I remember.
And they were like, okay, that's it. Like, I had to do 2 weeks. No, I didn't leave, actually. I did 2 weeks, come back, a week, come back, a week, come back. Then the second time I went, I was like, look, I quit. I wanted to prove to myself that Malia wasn't a fluke.
Yeah.
The first time, because the first time I actually smashed it. Everyone's like, who's this guy? And then I come back and like my following just multiplied crazy.
Yeah.
So the second time I wanted to prove that it wasn't a fluke.
Yeah.
So I went out there, I quit my job, went out there, and I was due to come back 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days before I was due to come back.
Is this when we were going to go?
my second time I went.
When was this? 2019.
Yeah. My boss rang me. My old boss, Phil. Phil, big up yourself.
Shout out, Philip.
He rang me and he said, "Dom, your job's still open. We've not filled it."
Serious.
I was like, at this time, I think I was at a beach party. Like, yeah, I feel like,
that. like, yeah.
Do you fancy? I was like, yeah, I'll come back.
Yeah.
He goes, when are you home? I goes, I'm back on the 3rd of September. He's like, all right. I goes, when do you need me to start, mate? Got a bloody vodka in my hand. He goes, 4th. I was like, yeah, son. I'll see you then. So the 3rd of September comes now.
2 months later.
I'm at the still airport. I'm at the airport and my flight's got delayed. This is the 3rd of September.
Yeah.
I tried to ring my mate Mitch. He was going to come pick me up because the only flight was to Glasgow.
Yeah.
And then that flight got delayed.
Yeah.
So I got a flight from Greece to Glasgow. Then I had to get the train from Glasgow to Burton with about 3 stops.
Oh, that's a long.
During the night.
That's a long.
And then literally jump my bags and go to work. Jeez. I was at work on my laptop. I was like, it's freezing in here, isn't it? No, Dom, it's 24 degrees, mate. Oh. Literally, alcohol shakes. I was like, yeah. It's so cold.
Yeah.
Greece is like 3 months in Greece. It was nuts. Like,
yeah.
30 odd degrees. Yeah. Like, to the point where I got to a stage where I went from being there in the first 2 days and walking half a mile to the shop and nearly fainting to the point where I didn't even need any sun cream and I was just like walking miles, just chilling. Like it was just a different world over there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out Van.
Do you think you'd do that again?
I don't know. I mean, the relationship that I was in at the time, it put a lot of strain on.
That's a long time.
I have to admit, like, she was like superwoman to not let me go, but acknowledge that the dream that I had and say, look, you know what, just go and follow it. Mm. So no matter what I do, no matter where I go,
yeah.
No matter who I'm with, I will say, like, my ex was superwoman at the time.
Yeah, no, of course.
So, yeah.
Of course.
Biggest props and respect, because that wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've got a lot of kids, stepkids at the time, so it was crazy for her as well.
No, of course.
So I do, like, bottom of my heart, I appreciate that.
No, 100%.
Every time I think about it.
100%. Wow.
But if it does arise, I mean, you got people, you got DJs that are older than me, still going out.
Yeah.
I mean, so you never know.
Have you got a point in your head you want to reach? Or have you got an event you want to do?
Okay, and then goal.
You know?
It's not.
Or something you just want to, because obviously you did the, obviously before you went and did abroad, it was always, I'd love to go and do a summer abroad. You've done that now.
I've done that now.
You know?
And that was my goal. I think my next goal, and people think, oh, that's easy to do, is to play in Birmingham. I want to do
a club in particular?
A club in Birmingham. Any club where it's a strong bashment following.
Right, I got you.
A strong urban following.
Yeah.
Because like anyone who knows me knows I don't like, not I don't like, but dance and...
It's not your preference.
Yeah. I'll literally be a straight black and white DJ when it comes to dance and just download what's in the charts.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
No, I got you.
Like, that's not my genre.
Yeah.
I will play it, not because I have to, because I appreciate people like it. So if I'm there to entertain, which I am, I have to play it.
No, I get that.
So I will stay up to date with it. But I mean, if I could go, and I just, amount of times I've been in Birmingham, whether it be Nathan Doors after party or just a night out or family party or anything, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
The vibe is nuts. So yeah, that is another small goal. And apart from that, just play for as many years as I can.
Yeah, man.
That is literally it. If anything else comes of it, if someone sees me, like, I think it was Sam, I can't remember. I was in, I was in Annie Mason's playing the week before you guys coming, got absolutely mashed.
Yeah, we remember Annie Mason as well. Lars, you, do you remember?
No.
No? You were getting that low in there. Do you remember? Remember? That woman, she had three kids. Do you remember?
I remember.
You remember, isn't it?
All I remember is you two walking in first, looking at me.
Is that bloody Shiraz? I can't believe it.
You two walked in that venue. You looked at me and thought, "No, nah, Dom stitched us up here." You two were the first in.
Yeah, we did.
And then I said, "Just give it an hour."
Yeah.
And then boom! By the end of the night,
yeah.
Jesus. We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there.
Jesus. What a night.
It was, yeah, the ratio is a joke. And people, I keep telling people.
Don't.
I know. I keep telling people, they're like, no, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
And then to see the video, it's like, where are you? We're coming. I'm like, no, you're not, mate. You can't. You can't.
Yeah.
So, I'll have another tipple.
Yeah, you're going to have some gym, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have one. So yeah, it's they're just a small goals really.
I think the sacrifice, Dom, you know, is another thing as well people don't get about DJing. It's very unsociable hours. You're working.
Yeah.
Like I feel like people don't get like when you're out seeing a DJ, like, yeah, I know he's partying and he's social as you said, but is it work?
Yeah, it's a job.
So people will ask me like, oh, like is your brother drinking? What does he want to drink? And I'm thinking to myself, like, you can't get hammered. He obviously you can have a drink, but like,
oh yeah, don't get me wrong.
Do you know what I mean?
There's been times where,
yeah, of course,
I'm DJing with one eye closed. Because, serious, because I've lost a lens, and or seriously, yeah, I wear contacts. But there's been times where I've literally, yeah, it's not been good. But as I get older. And the 3-day hangovers kick in. Yeah. 2 to 3 day hangovers, depending on what I'm drinking. If it's Ray and Nephews, I'm writ off for the whole next week.
Yeah.
But as I get older, the limit comes quickly, and I know my limit.
Yeah.
Because I start to kick myself now the next day when I'm literally on my laptop every day just doing something.
Yeah.
And I kick myself. Going from a playlist, thinking, oh my God, how did I forget that new song?
Yeah.
It's like, this is why you don't get drunk, Dom, because you end up playing the same stuff you do every week.
You just know.
I know the routine. I'll play like Rihanna, then I'll go to that Snoop Dogg, and then I'll just play. I'll miss the new song, and I'm thinking, no. Yeah.
Dom, is that, you know, when you do get to that moment, though, of peak, everyone's drunk, the dance floor's packed, you know, you could literally play Barbie Girl and it would go off.
It would.
Is it so hard picking the song in that moment? Because you could literally pick anything.
But for me, it really isn't. And it's weird how naturally it does come.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird. Even Mum says it. A load of people say, like, how do you know which song to pick next? And I said, I don't. I literally don't. It just comes natural. I crowd read and I think, right,
yeah,
I'm winging it 24/7, winging it every gig I do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, right, if this doesn't go off,
yeah,
I'll play that.
Yeah.
But this is going to go because I'm going to make it go off. And I'll grab the mic and I'll do a crowd check. Last Friday when we was back in Loco for full weekend back through lockdown.
That was a good night.
I was like, right, let me do the start of the night. It was busy, but it wasn't rammed. And the dance floor, I could see gaps in the dance floor.
Yeah, there was.
I didn't
and then
help.
All of a sudden.
I didn't like it. So I said, all right, I need to liven this crowd up.
Yeah.
So I said, stop the music. I said, let me have a crowd check. Oli, oli, oli. And I did it. And then I was like, I seen this thing on TikTok. And I said to Jamal, I'm going to do it. And he goes, no, you won't. I was like, can I get a high? I swear. When they did it back, I was like, all right, you lot are woken up now. And then I went in, and then it was just mad the whole rest of the night. And I was on the mic, and it was just crazy. It was crazy.
What is your limit? What's your drink limit when you DJ?
Because
you must have a lot
of
people.
Nowadays, yeah, I do now. No Jaeger bombs. Literally, I'll take it. I took over 20 Jaeger bombs in the first opening week since lockdown. I've took them. Thanks. Thank you very much. I've seen my mates or whatever I know.
Jamal, yeah.
Not Jamal, surprisingly enough. Jamal's always just doing his own thing. But I've seen someone I know like, yo, Regin, babe.
Yeah.
I don't do Jaegers.
Yeah.
Tequila, yeah. Usually, like someone who asks what you're drinking, I'll just say Budweiser or something that's going to last.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah. It's weird that I go toilet once. I go for a piss once.
That yeah.
Is mad. In a 5 hour slot.
In your own, like.
Literally. Yeah. On Saturday, like tomorrow, I'll go toilet probably twice because I do want to have a drink and celebrate.
Yeah.
And this is just mad.
What's the drunkest you've been?
Apart from crad yeah. surfing in Malia, apart from that, in England.
it's got to be at a loco, isn't it? Home yeah. turf, like.
Oh, they kicked you bad in loco, Dom. You can't remember. Like, you just.
No,
you,
I've never been that bad. I've yeah.
Are you sure? Because that's. Bro, loco sometimes, not in the setting it was now, because I feel like you're a lot more to yourself. People yeah. can't get
yeah.
to you.
Yeah, you are.
But where you used to be, people used to come round and like hook you and like jump up
fully
with you.
Mad.
Bro, it was.
I forgot about that.
It was dangerous then. It was dangerous then, bro. Like.
How no equipment got damaged, I don't...
I can't believe it.
Because they had that low desk, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. People were passing me drinks.
Yeah, I used to drink. That's the last thing you
are. I did New Year's Eve there as well.
Because that's another thing people don't get as well. It's like so much money and goes into all this equipment and stuff. And people just think of like... A lot of people think of DJing as just like...
I know.
Oh, I should play music.
Literally, like, I've had...
So much more to it than that.
I've had the same... DJ controller now for about 5 years.
Really?
Yeah. And people's like, what the? What? I was like, mate, you don't want to use mine. I was like, they're like, yeah, it's fine, mate. I was like, no, this knob's broke. This one doesn't work. This one doesn't work. The crossfaders, the dodgy on it. But because I know it, I'll go against anything. Yeah. I'll go against any other DJ with any other piece of equipment because I know what I'm doing on my thing. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I've had it changed. I want to get an upgrade, but
yeah.
I love trainers too much.
Yeah.
And, and funky t-shirts.
Yeah.
You watch it now. He said this broke tomorrow night. You watch
it. He gets his gig tonight.
He loves it.
Switch.
He loves it. Going to come over his four drinks. As you crossfade that, you fucker. No, I wouldn't do that. I would not do that. But no, I find it like, so to me, man, it's so... It's so brilliant because I sometimes forget that, like, not I forget we're related, but people will be out to me and they'll say, like, oh man, like, this DJ's mint. And I'm thinking to myself, sometimes I'll answer and then I'll forget, like, oh no, I was like, it's my brother. Like, I know exactly who it is. Like, you're running that. But they'll come up to me and they'll be like, yo, DJ Nika's on tonight, man. He's good. Like, if you're wording, and I'm like, yeah, I've heard him a few times, you know, like, he's good. And they're like, yeah, man, I just. Yeah, I saw him on Facebook and that, like, it's proper buzzing. And for me, like, I do forget if people haven't maybe seen you or they've only seen you off Facebook and now they're starting to come out for the first time.
A lot of people have only seen me on Facebook.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
To get that, like, excitement. Because obviously for me, I know when you're DJing, I know straight, I know more or less what I'm getting. I know I'm going to have a good night. It's Dom DJing, boom, we're having a good night, Lawrence. We're out and about. Because I know what I'm going to get.
The thing with me as well is I'll switch it. Like, I'll be playing really urban bashment and then all of a sudden, I'll drop a Luther Vandross or a Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, well, you guys know, like, animations is a different kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
the vibes, you can just swap and shift and shape. Anything. And I don't think a lot of people do that. A lot of DJs don't do that because they're scared or it's not cool or whatever reason, but
yeah,
they're trying to fit like a.
It's just have fun. I just have fun, like, literally, everyone knows I can play bass line grime, really, like,
hours on end.
Yeah,
for a whole night, I could have a whole night on it, but add little fun in there, like, when I'll be doing something and I'll just like, Peter Andre. Yeah. And I swear to
I'll be honest, I'm gonna listen. Me and Lawrence go wild with Peter Andre.
And I'm telling you now, the lads are like,
Like, no, 100%.
Because the girls go, 100%. Are mad. The girls go, the women love it. And but like all age groups, like, it's mad.
I think what a lot of people don't get, and this is Dom, where I do not envy your job at all, is that there have been nights where I'm in the dance floor and there's a lot of people and they just want to dance, and then all surrounded by the dance floor is just groups, 20, 30 guys, and they want to hear grime, they want to hear bashment, and I'm...
Yeah, it's hard to gauge. Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, like, if I'm Dom now, I'm looking out into this crowd, I can see majority of people vibing, but then you've got that select, and you know in the back of your mind, Dom, because your preference also is bashment and grime.
Yeah.
Shit. How am I going to keep these people on the dance floor and also...
And also bring them in.
Cater that was an issue to these other people.
That was an issue for a while, to the point where I started buying acapellas and instrumentals.
Mm.
So mixing. I could play a Michael Jackson on a pow beat.
Yeah.
And those guys that are standing there like, boy, I don't really like Michael Jackson. Yeah. This instrumental's getting me mad. So I can't really do that. I can't just stand there no more.
I saw Domain in the white glove one.
Yeah, that's it.
Just out of nowhere.
So like even with the bashment, one of the latest ones I've done, you know that Candy, like original Candy. The cool kids or
I swear you did one with Pony as well.
The bad man's like, they don't want to dance to Candy. So I put popcorn over it, it's like, family. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, I don't really like Candy, but why, this cheese me. They're going in. So I'm thinking, it's calm.
Yeah. No, 100%. But I think that's something you do so well, man. So mixing genres is something.
It's like... It's one thing like knowing your crowd, but it's experimenting with that crowd so that you can make it better. Yeah.
It's 100% correct. I mean, like, each DJ is different, and I'm not saying do it this way, do it that way, because I'm 31 and I'm still learning still.
Yeah.
And like, I will forever be learning. I think you have to be that way.
Yeah.
But for me to know that if I'm out and a DJ goes, we've got R&B on the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, all right, I'm going to go talk to my brethren outside until the R&B's on.
Yeah.
But to not know when it's coming on, when your song that you want, or genre that you want, to not know when it's coming on, that is the best thing.
When a DJ's like, oh, we got this in for you tonight and whatever. Yeah, like, I don't want to know that.
It's coming soon.
Because the best thing about a song,
when
you don't know what's next.
Yeah.
That, wow, I love this song. Yeah. Like, you don't want to know what's
You're outside, right. Someone's talking your ear off, you push them, and then you're just running inside. Exactly. No.
And then you just go mad.
Yeah,
you
but again, as you said though, Dom earlier on, a lot of people, they can't crowd read. Mm. They don't know how to build up an intensity when they're out and about. People want to be shocked. People want to be sat there thinking, oh, I don't like this song, and then hear their favourite song coming on in the background. Yeah. Oh yeah,
worst thing I don't like about your DJ is you'd be stood there, you'd be talking to someone, have a nice conversation, and then you just put on a banger and you say, listen, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're on about, but I've got to go.
people tend to I see people running through.
No, it's bad.
The outside.
I love it.
I've cut some conversations. Seriously.
And you go back to him, what was he saying? He's giving you a dirty look.
Or it's the wrong girl.
Yes. That's what we're saying.
You gotta do what you gotta do. I'm sorry, Janine. We gotta get out of here, baby.
No one in Janine is out in bed.
One Janine.
I didn't want to say a real name in case anyone got offended. I'm just going with Janine. But yes, guys, Dom, it's been great having you on.
Yes, cheers.
Absolute pleasure to have you in the damn studio,
again.
Man.
1 year, guys, man. That's me.
We appreciate it, man.
I've actually got one question for you. Like, what, like, how did this come about? What was you doing? Or did one of you say to the other one, you know what, let's do, like, how did this come about? Like, a year now, that's crazy. It needs to get on Spotify as well if it's not already.
Oh, well.
Well, to cut a long story short, because we are running out of time, we both watch podcasts, we both love them. Joe Rogan, Lawrence, he actually introduced me to Joe Rogan podcasts.
Yes.
I was in my room one day, obviously it was during lockdown, and just thought, look, I need something creative. I can't go out. I wasn't really playing football that much. I said, I need something creative to start.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast idea come to me. The name come to me. I presented it to Lawrence. He was shaky at first, but he was quickly on board. We got the equipment. And within 5 weeks, boom, the preview was out. Fast forward a year. And here we bloody are, man.
Thing is, we've been doing this. Me and Jacob have been doing this podcast without the camera for years, haven't we? We've been speaking like this for so long now, but it was just a matter of fact
of course,
why we're not sharing these conversations with people now more than ever. People need it.
Yes.
So
here we are.
Yeah, man. Big up yourselves once again. Here we are. Drop that yellow sound effect.
There is a do do do. But
is it really?
There is. Yeah.
But, yeah. We've got like five slides of voice. We never use it. Lawrence is singing on him. I don't know what's going on. But guys, let's have one final cheers.
Great to see you.
Many more years to come.
Yes,
Dom,
long may it continue.
Yes,
man.
We can't long wait to see you out and about, brother. Thank
you
for coming
on. I'll probably see you tomorrow night. Let's
see us tonight, to be honest.
Yeah, no. Hey, look. Come on.
Party animals. Party animals. But yeah.
Yes. Guys,
I've actually got to go to a gig now.
Yes. Yeah, so real. Dom, you got a SoundCloud?
No, I've got a Mixcloud. It's mixcloud.com, DJ Nico 1990. I'm embarrassed to say I've not put a mix out in 2021, but that will change because I have been busy.
Yes. So, well, yes. We're going to put that link in the description, guys, so you can go and listen to Dom's music. Mm-hmm. And
there's upcoming events as well.
Yes. Goodbye.
Yes.
Peace.
Please like, please subscribe, and
yes,
enjoy the concert.
Yes.
Boom.